This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Okay. Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, episode 229. We're tackling X-Men, baby, but not the entire team. We're talking about this one individual. This is X-Men Origins Wolverine from 2009. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and my co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, Nate, so because I know you do the schedule, so why did you decide on Wolverine and not the entire team?
Well, here's what happened. It's the only way I could think of to get these movies in, because I wanted to keep them separate from the main X-Men films. So we will be doing, I think this year, as a matter of fact, we will be doing team X-Men, full X-Men movies, all seven of them. I think there are seven of them. But I was like, wait, you know what? There are some X-Men spinoffs, because there's three Wolverines and two Deadpools, and they involve X-Men characters. So I thought it would be fun to tackle it that way. So that's how that kind of came about.
How long has it been since you've seen X-Men Origins Wolverine?
Crap. Well, I saw this last year. And okay. The only reason I know that is because I did a review, and like five people messaged me on Instagram about my score on it. And guess what? It's going to be the same during this review. So if you didn't like it then, you may not like it now. Spoiler alert. That's all I'm saying. But yeah, I saw it last year. But before that, it had been quite a while.
Yeah, look, for me, it's been ages. And this is 2009. Yeah, I haven't seen this in a long, 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 long time. So, I mean, but I do remember the movie. Once we started watching it, I did remember a lot of the scenes started to pop into my head. And a reason why I have not put this movie back onto the player.
There are myriad reasons.
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons. But before we get to the critics and audience, I did want to talk about, remember when the whole pirating was happening? It was very big.
This was the movie.
Yeah, this is the movie that leaked without the special effects. So if you're one of those people that saw it without the special effects, you're going to know why we're talking about what we're talking about. But
you know what's going to be... Well, no. Let's say what's something. I got stuff to say during the review. But yes, this was the big one that was like, it leaked a couple weeks early and it still made money. It made a lot of money at the box office, but they were saying it would have made more if it didn't leak and the reviews would have been different. And they had all these excuses. I remember.
Yeah. And it bombed. It did not make... I mean, you're right. It did make the money.
It made money, but it didn't make what they thought.
Yeah,
what they
because forecasted. Of those. And that was like the big hype of the pirate. Like everyone started to pirating and it didn't. Yep. That was the time where cinema, literally, let's just be honest, where cinema was starting to die a little bit because everyone started to get free, watching it for free and killing a lot of these big
the torrent sites.
Yeah. But anyway, we're not going to talk about that. We could maybe do that in a special live episode. But with that said, let's talk about what the critics and the audience had to say about X-Men Origins.
Well, okay. So this one has not both of the movies we're doing this week are very similar in this regard, in that both of them, the critic score and the audience score is about 20% different on both. Ooh. Wolverine Origins audience or critic score is a 38%. Not good. Pretty bad. And the audience score is a 58%. So 20% more. It doesn't hit the 60, so it's not fresh by their metrics, but more than half of people at least somewhat liked it. I guess we could say that, right? They gave it a positive review. But these are not like incredible scores by any means.
Our reviews is going to reflect on those. Because honestly, I was not shocked with the critics of 38. Let's be honest.
No.
I was not. But all right, let's get right into it. Lead character, Hugh Jackman, as of course, the legendary Wolverine.
I'm really excited to talk about this movie because this is my first time ever reviewing this movie in this format. Okay. I never reviewed it on my old podcast. We've never done it here. We've never talked. All I've done is I wrote a little Letterboxd review. That was it. So I'm glad to expand. I hope people are listening. I hope some people are listening who follow us, who have read my little review, because we're going to get into more of the meat and potatoes here. Speaking of meat and potatoes, my man Hugh Jackman's back as Wolverine. I'll be honest, this is, to me, he is the strength of the movie. I think he owned the character at this point already. He was already like, he is Wolverine. You know what I mean? He had already played him in the first three X-Men films, and I don't have an issue. This is the origin story, clearly by the name X-Men Origins. Horrible title, by the way, but this is his kind of origin story. And Wolverine is a great character. He is a great character. One of the best, if not the best, depending on who you ask, in the X-Men. You know, a guy who has mutant powers, to, he has healing factor. He has certain elements, you know, healing factor, bone claws, things like that. Joins this thing called the Weapon X program, ends up pretty much donating his body to science, and they give him adamantium skeleton because he could survive it. Nobody could survive the procedure, but he can because of the healing factor, right? That's an awesome story for like a hero origin. And then he gets revenge. So before we get to anything else, I love Hugh Jackman. I like him in this movie. I think he's the best part, hands down. And I love the character. I'm going to give him a 5. I don't have an issue with Wolverine as he's portrayed by Hugh Jackman or the, you know, basic premise of the character. Now, storyline, different story. But for him, I'm going to give him a 5.
Yeah, I agree with you. Watching this movie, me and my wife sat down, we were watching it. Hugh Jackman is the best part. But there's another counterpart that actually equals with him. And we're going to talk about that next. But I'm going to say Hugh Jackman is the best part. And I have nothing against him. The script is what destroyed him. But when it comes to Wolverine, this guy embodies him. And I love, look, I'm just going to say it right now. My favorite scene is when he's in the water tank and he could hear them. And he went, rawr, 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 and he just went, ah! That's it, bro. It's it. I was like, that's a 5. I was like, this dude is Jack. I was like, they call him Hugh Jackman for a reason because my man is Jack. And I was just like, it is what it is. I was like, there's nothing you can do. Now, the heroes around him, just want to talk about it quick, we're not good at all. Deadpool was gaga. I don't know what Deadpool that was. I never read Deadpool. I don't know nothing about the Marvel universe in terms of the X-Men. I know the X-Men more, but anything outside of that, I don't know. But I know that Deadpool was whack. The Blob, I remember Blob as the bad guy in the cartoon.
He's a villain.
With Magneto. Yeah. Yeah, he's good in this. He was garbage. Will I Am should stick to Black Eyed Peas because he's not good at this one. Agent Zero. Oh my, look, Gambit. We're gonna talk about Gambit. Remy LeBeau, Gambit was awful. Let's just say it like that. He was badly casted. He should have never been in the movie. We'll leave him at the end. But anyway, look, all in all, Hugh Jackman, you're right. He is the spotlight of this movie. He's the light in the darkness of this film. Because other than that, I don't
know. There's two things.
Yeah.
Him and the opening credits. That's the two best, like, very, very top notch. Okay. The opening credits are awesome in this movie. I think there's one thing when we get to villains that I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but Hugh Jackman is great. Other than that, everybody else is doo-doo. But all right, here we go. That was a 5 for me, 5 for you. So we swept with 5s. Let's get to main villain here because there's so many. We got William Stryker, which we're going to talk about. And then, of course, we got Sabretooth in this movie. So who are you going to go with?
I went with William Stryker. He's the ultimate villain. Okay, let's start, though, with Sabretooth. So I love Liev Schreiber as an actor. I thought he was awesome in this movie. I don't have a problem with Liev Schreiber. I have a lot of problems with aspects of Sabretooth, but I don't have a problem with Liev Schreiber. Okay. He's got a good look. He's tall. Yeah. You know, he's physically imposing. He doesn't look nothing like Sabretooth from the comics or the cartoon or anything, but whatever. He's just a guy with sharp teeth. There's one thing he does a lot that I hate, and he always goes like, like that. And I hate it. He does it so many times, and he's always showing his little sharp teeth. It bugs me, but he's good in this. And I like the dynamic between him and Logan. I didn't have a problem. Like, they're kind of like brothers. You know, they change a lot from the comic books. So it is what it is. In the context of the movie, he's cool. I don't have a problem with him. William Stryker. So Danny Houston plays him. Good actor. Not a problem with the actor. Again, this has besides Will I Am, the cast, there's hits and misses. I think Danny Houston's fine as far as the casting. Here's my problem with William Stryker. Brian Cox played him in X2. And he was so good as William Stryker that this guy does not even hold a candle to him. And that's the problem. You know, like, they use the villain that we've seen, and Brian Cox is an old chubby guy, and he was a million times, but we'll get to him when we do that movie, but he's a million times better. This version, he's fine. He's like military guy. You know, he's corrupt. Of course he's corrupt. Would I say he's bad? No. Would I say he's anything close to as good as Brian Cox? Also, no. So for me, it fell in the middle. I did give him a 3. I don't think he's horrible. He's just been portrayed in an extremely better way. And I'll factor in the Sabretooth factor because I thought Sabretooth was cool. Everyone else, you're right. Blob, first of all, Blob's a bad guy. So I don't know what in this movie, he's a horrible. I hate looking at him. He just looks like mashed potatoes with arms. I don't even like it. Will.i.am, he's not really a bad guy. Deadpool, I almost want a minus point. So when Ryan Reynolds is Wade Wilson, when he could talk at the beginning, okay, like it seems somewhat like Deadpool. When that other version comes out at the end, the one that's Scott Adkins with the makeup, oh my God. I mean, what is that? That's not Deadpool. He has every mutant power there ever was all in one person. He can't talk, which is stupid. And then they try to make him look like he has the mask, but he just has like dark lines around his eyes. I'm like, what? I almost want a minus 2 points, but I'm not. I'm going to stick with my three, but Stryker, he's okay. He's fine.
So, all right. So when it came to Stryker, I was torn because you're right. I liked, well, Stryker in part two is the best Stryker on screen, but you're absent when you see both actors play them and their demeanor. See, the thing is that both films, they have two different versions of William Stryker. So that's what hurts because it's like, I don't want to fault X2 version because X2, that was a more serious movie compared to this origin crap that we watched. But his methods in this one was kind of weird for me. Like, I didn't understand where we were going with him because he was just like, I'm going to take all the powers and I'm going to jack it into Deadpool, which, again, Deadpool, I don't know. Again, I don't read Deadpool, so I don't know what his real powers are besides swinging swords and shooting guns. but I know he has, like, the whole healing force.
He has the
force.
Healing factor. Yeah.
Yeah, but they never portrayed it in the movie. Like, they
not
never.
This one.
Yeah, they never alluded. I thought he was going to get hit with the bullets when in the beginning when he's doing all that. I thought he was going to get hit, and then you see it close up, but they didn't even show that. So I was like, okay, cool. So technically, Wade Wilson could take the Alamantium just like Wolverine, right?
He does. Because remember, at the end, he has those swords that come out. Like, his hands come out of, so like, he has, like, blades.
Yeah, but I thought they injected that in him.
No, because remember, he stabs Adamantium too.
He stabbed the general with that knife. So it looked like they put it in him.
It is, but it's Adamantium. So Wolverine was essentially a test to see if it could work. And once it did, then Wade they used to do the second one.
And the thing is, Wolverine had bone claws, so it just
right.
put it, together.
It's just
okay,
metal. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, okay, so if you
he has Cyclops eyes, too. Don't forget, he got Cyclops eyes.
And
he got
Will.i.am's.
He got Will.i.am teleporting. He didn't get anything from the Blob, though.
He didn't get anything from the Blob.
If he would have been fat, that would have been amazing.
That is so, like, fat-shaming. They were like, no, you're not getting this dude's powers.
Yeah.
No, but look, all in all, look, in terms of William Stryker, I wasn't a big fan of him. I thought he was good. He pissed me off when he shot him at the end, but we'll talk about that in the storyline. Yeah, I was not feeling the Deadpool thing at the end. I thought the fight was cool, but other than that, let me just talk about my man Sabretooth. Sabretooth was really good. And the thing I told my wife was I did not understand why they never continued using this guy as Sabretooth. Whether they would have gave him the whole getup in another movie to make him look like Sabretooth that we all know, he played him very well and he complimented Hugh Jack. Like, I really felt the hatred between the two towards the end when he killed his girl, or supposedly he did. And he's like, Victor! When he hit the bar, I was just like, yo, my man's about to whoop that ass. But then he whooped him first, and then when he got the Alamantium, he saw how fast he became. So I kind of like that. My score is a 4, but the reason why it's a 4 is not because of William Stryker, is because I'm adding Sabretooth with Stryker together. If it was just Stryker, I agree with you, it would have been 3. But since
if it was just Sabretooth, it might have been a 5.
Oh, it would have been a 5. Oh, hands down, it would have been a 5. But
he also turns good at the end, which.
Yeah,
anti-hero.
Anti-hero.
I don't like anti-heroes.
But my thing is, the reason why I was saying is because Sabretooth and William Stryker kind of had the same type of screen time on screen, so I had to split it. So I gave it a 4, you gave it a 3. Action scenes.
Okay. Look, this is another one. So far, I haven't given a bad score yet, right? Middle. I'll stay in the middle here because I think there's some okay action scenes in this, and I think there's some pretty horrendous action scenes in this. It's like a mix of both. I enjoy the facility part. Everything in the facility is awesome. I do like the motorcycle scene, the helicopter.
Okay, yeah.
Up till he freaking launches in the air. And then it just like... Some of the CGI in this movie, and I'm saving this for overall more, but Some of the CGI in this movie is just, and green screen and stuff, is bad. The opening credits, when they're going through all the wars, the Civil War and the World War II, and awesome. Probably the best action scene in the whole movie is that. And then that beginning part at the facility in Africa, it was cute. You know, it had some cool parts. But the scene with Gambit, I'm minus a point just for when he goes to visit Gambit and they're like fighting and he, Gambit's up on the catwalk. Okay, and I kid you not, anyone could look this up. This really happens. He's up on the catwalk and then Wolverine starts going, like this. He starts going like this.
Oh, the fire escape.
Yeah, yes, the fire escape.
Yeah. He starts doing this.
And it looks, and when I say it looks horrible, I'm not exaggerating. Yeah. It looks horrible. And then there's a scene where like the fire escape like falls off a little bit and Gambit goes like this. And that looks horrible. I'll never forget it because this is like burned in my mind. And then he just keeps going. And just for that scene alone, it's so horrible that I absolutely hate it. The fight with the blob is stupid. Like, I know it's more for laughs, but you have all these iconic like X-Men characters and they could have done more. And the fight with Deadpool is just, I mean, look, they go up on that nuclear thing, right? The reactor. Yeah, the big reactor thing. And, you know, he's just bleeping around, blink, 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 blink. And then he got Cyclops powers and then Sabretooth helps him. And it's just underwhelming. If you think about it, Wolverine, imagine a real fight, like a brawl between Wolverine and Deadpool. And it's Scott Adkins. That's who that is, that actor. You know the dude can fight. He's a martial artist, everything. It could have been so much more. But this movie is so focused on being PG-13 and making sure that it hits the, you know, that it really is. The last fight to me is a big letdown. I gave it a 3. I think the action is okay. As far as X-Men movies go, I mean, there is better action scenes in probably every single other X-Men movie than this one, honestly. So it's not as good. But it's not horrible. Like, overall, it's not horrible to me. So I gave it a 3.
You know, you're not the only one there. I gave it good for 3. I was not feeling the action in this movie. It felt very low budget. For the amount of money that they put into this movie, it did not feel like an X-Men movie. It felt like a low-budget cosplay fan film put together. And it's nothing against like these actors, but it looks really bad. I agree. The beginning scene with they going to get the Alamantium, he got the rock. Yeah, it was cute. It was cool. I was like, all right, fine. I'm going to be honest with you. I know it's going to sound weird to everyone, but I like the beginning with him as a kid. When he showed the little bone claws and then he stabbed his dad. Yeah, he's like, and he went with his little bone claw. I thought that scene was really like, it really got me into the movie again. I was like, all right. It's like, where are we going with this? And then just went down the hill. But yeah, you're right. Yeah, that wasn't cool. The blob scene was god awful. Oh my God, it was bad. That was horrible. The Will.i.am fighting Sabretooth was god awful. He was like, I'm going to let you do it. And I was like, what is wrong with him? Yeah. If Logan doesn't kill you, I'm going to kill you first. And he does kills like a punch him.
And then disappears.
That was a bad scene. The scene with my man that could turn on light bulbs and electricity, that was a piece of shit scene. Because he was like, I thought Wayne was going to be the one that killed me. And he was like, no, it's me. And then he was like, I'm not afraid of death. And he goes, how do you know? You never tried it. And then he just slashed him. And I was just like, that was god awful. You're right. Let's just get to the helicopter. My man sniped these two old people from like a mountain, like from like the biggest mountain there is, right? Mm-hmm. And he goes, Logan killed two people. And I'm like, well, first of all, no one's going to believe that shit because my man has claws. So I was like, it is what it is. But that whole scene felt so garbage because like the lead up was cool, right? Like he met these old people, they brought him in. And he's like, wow, these people are being nice to me. And the guy was never raised like that. He was just a savage. And he's like, wow, there is nice people in this world. And they don't know he's a mutant. So it's like, okay, cool. All of a sudden, the effects just became so horrible. The dude sniped him. It looks so, the zoom looks so garbage, right? Then he goes, come pick me up. My man ran off a mountain and jumped into a helicopter. It looked so awful. It looked so awful. And that whole helicopter scene, I agree. The lead ups were cool, but the execution was so poor. So poor. And then I love the scenes like when he turned on he retracted his claws and he's scratching the floor. He's turning the bike. And I'm like, this is cool stuff. But other than that, it was like so useless. Like they had Humvees that didn't even try to take him off the road. They were just literally driving next to him so he could just turn on his claws and like claw out of it. Like that was whack. Gambit was a piece of shit. That whole scene, he was like, you were like the guys that, wait a minute, you were just like the guys that had me locked up. Let me tell you something. He's throwing cards at him. Like, yeah. That was so bad. And you know what? Just to add on your little parade there, my friend, when he runs off the roof and he does the spin, and yeah. It looked like Inspector Gadget's fucking hat.
Yes.
Remember Inspector Gadget?
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
He looked like he had a helicopter. Like he was gonna go do 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 do. That shit was so bad.
It's trash. Look,
all in all, I gave it a 3 to be really, really nice, because I could have gave it a 2 for decent, but I'm gonna give it a 3.
The Sabretooth fight's pretty good. When he fights Sabretooth.
All his fights are good.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
All the
fights. So that's the 3. Watch
yeah,
that.
Well, that's the 3. Yeah, the fight when he found out that he killed a girl.
Yeah.
That was a good scene when they were in the woods and he's whooping my man's ass. And then the second time when he killed Will.i.am, he went,
grabbed his spine, this is gonna be good. Through a teleport.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. He goes, just spine.
How does
like
that
jelly.
Work exactly? How does that work? Shouldn't all of him appear at the same time? Like, how did he? Well, I don't know. You know what? If you think about it too much, you'll get a headache.
Yeah, you will get a headache. And you'll be like, oh, my. And the only thing that Sabretooth always annoyed me is that his claws always retracted. And I'm like, why? Just nails. Like, I don't understand. Whatever. It just looked weird. Every time he's about to do something, he's like, and you see the.
He looked like an old, like a cat. It was stupid. I hate that. I hate that part. His old lady nails that come out. Mm-mm.
Oh, geez. All right. So I gave it a 3. You gave it a 3. All right. Storyline.
Yeah, okay. So I have so many issues.
Mm.
There's these two sections is where all my issues come in with this movie. And it's such an easy. This, honestly, it's a piece of cake. Story to do. It is like really simple. And they put so much gobbledygook in this that doesn't need to be there. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, what is this? Okay, where do I begin? I'm okay with starting him off with like the X-Force team. Cool. Mm-hmm. Then, but everything that happens with them afterward, horrible. Horrible. Freaking, what's that thing called? The Hobbit guy that could turn on electricity or whatever. That guy's useless. Pippin or Merry or whatever his name was in Lord of the Rings. The little Hobbit. And he could turn on electricity with his brain. And I'm like, oh my God. They tried to add in this like murder mystery into the plot. Like, who's killing all my teammates? Who could be doing this? I'm like, this is not the movie for that. Like, what is this storyline? That's number one. I hate it. Number two. Deadpool. Leave him out. Who thought it was a good idea to make them make Deadpool and then make him not Deadpool at all? Like, he can't talk. He's not sarcastic. He's just a silent, mute guy. He looks hard. He's horrible to look at. I don't even like looking at him with his smooth face. And you already have Stryker. You already have Sabretooth. Sabretooth is an X-Men villain. He is a bad guy. You got him there. Liev Schreiber's great in this. Like, use what you got. What are you doing? I don't want them to team up. I don't want them to be friends. I don't want them to be like, we're brothers. Let's remember when we were brothers, when we were 8. Let's team up. No, freak that. They already had their separation. He should have went full psycho. Wolverine should have went full. Wolverine's the anti-hero already, pretty much. We don't need two of them. You know what I mean? William Stryker. He's okay. He has to be there because he's part of the origin story. Gambit, like, why is he in this? Why is this storyline about them collecting all the mutants on Earth to gather all their powers and put them in cages? And it's just too much. It's way too much going on for what could have been a really simple origin story about a guy who had some tough situations, agrees to this, you know, procedure. It goes right, technically. But it leads to a lot of problems for him. And then he wants to get revenge on the easy. But they added in so many subplots and so many nonsense garbage things. He never knew Cyclops. He never met Cyclops before this. He never met Sabretooth. Listen, in the beginning of the first X-Men movie, Sabretooth meets him on the freaking road. And he's like a lion. Remember, he can't even talk. He's just like, rah! And they fight. They didn't know each other. They did not know each other. There's no reference to the fact that they're brothers. So the problem with this movie is it's done after the original. It's technically a prequel, but the stuff that happens in it doesn't tie to the stuff that happened in the old movies. So it doesn't make any sense. A 1. I have to give it a 1. I have so many issues with the plot, with the story, with like, it just, ugh. It bugs me. It bugs me that it ruins the other X-Men movies a little bit. You know what I mean? Characters that shouldn't have met, meet. characters that should know each other don't. It's a disaster to me. I give it a one.
You're not alone. This is a flat one. It's a horrible storyline. I mean, from the get-go, like, I don't mind, you know, them showing them as kids and maybe they were best friends. Whatever. I don't care. Because that, I mean, it happens, right? They're best friends and then they hate each other from some type of thing.
Yeah.
Fine. All of a sudden, they're brothers, which I was like, oh, this sounds stupid. It doesn't even work for me, but I went with it. And then, you're right. And then it starts to go down. It's just like a rabbit hole. And I mean, it's like a snowball going down a hill. It just starts to collect more crap and crap and crap. William Stryker's son, we all know Jason was a girl in one of the movies. I remember it was a girl. Remember? It was like, because she was freezing the shit out of them in the cerebral room when Storm is doing it.
So he is a boy.
Oh, no, he was a projection of a girl.
He was projecting the little girl.
Like, you got to help me. Come in here and help me.
Yeah. Right. So his son was in a wheelchair. That's what I remember.
He was in a wheelchair and he can't talk.
With the one eye. He was just like there with a big ass one eye.
Two different color eyes.
Yes, green and blue. I think it was green and blue. Mm-hmm. But yeah, but they had that right. So I was like, that's cool. But he was in a frozen box as a kid. I was like, what the hell? And like, it was just weird. Like, you had Jason. Then I was like, okay, cool. But then it was like, his motivation is to hate mutants. Like, that he's the reason, like, he's doing a lot of shit to mutants. But it's like, he has all the bad guys working with him. Like, that's the thing that made me feel weird. Like, if you hate mutants, you have mutants that supposedly are an abomination to the world, but you're still working with them so they could collect the energy, like, the pool, so they can make a Deadpool character. Like, that was all weird. The whole thing with him and the girl, the love interest, which I thought it was pretty cool.
It was fine.
I thought it was a fine storyline to get him in motivated to do stuff. I was like, all right, that's cool. But you're right. The team was so lousy. It was not fun. The whole scene in Africa, to be really honest with you, I told my wife, I said, this is where, to me, I remember why I stopped watching this movie. And I never went back to it. She was like, why? Because this is one scene right here where he looks at Sabretooth, right? And he taps him on the shoulder and he goes, don't do it. Right. And then Agent Zero starts to shoot. He tackles him and he's like, Victor. And then he runs. Right. And then he grabs him by the hand and he goes, I did not sign up for this. And then he looked at him. He goes, you're not going to ruin this for me, man. And then he goes, we're going to stop you.
Yeah.
But no one stopped him. Like, he just, and my thing is, my wife was like, oh, I see what you mean. They should have had a scene of them trying to stop him and he just whooped their asses like, you can't stop me because of my powers. And that's it. No, he goes, we can stop you. And he just walks away. He throws his thing on the floor. And I was just like, this was a useless scene, which I was like, it is what it is. But it's just a snowball effect. Like I was saying, Gambit was god-awful. He did not need to be in this movie because they never met. Because when he goes to the X-Men, they never even say, hey, what's up?
He's not in any of the X-Men movies, ever.
Oh, yeah, well, except Cyclops. Isn't Cyclops another one? Yeah, Wolverine and Cyclops like don't meet
up. No, you know what? Cyclops met him in this movie. In the original X-Men movie, had they met, Cyclops, you would think, would acknowledge the fact that they met and he saved him when he was younger. But he just pretends like they act like they don't know each other at all.
Well, technically, they never came to cross path. They never crossed path, though. Because remember, the people that were saving him, he had the blindfold. He never got to see Wolverine.
Oh, okay, fair. But you would imagine someone would be like, hey, this guy saved
Wolverine. Yeah, the guy with the claws came, you know, running down the hallway. You're right. But there's a lot of characters in this, and maybe you could help me out. Felt like there were, like, Emma Frost. I know she's the diamond chick, right? Is that Emma Frost?
That's the only diamond person I know. So if that's who that was supposed to be, they screwed that up too.
Yeah, I was like, well, okay, I know that Emma Frost is the diamond chick. So I was like, wait a minute. So her and Logan are kind of the same age. I mean, her and Cyclops, which I was like, I thought she was older, but I was like, it is what it is. A lot of characters there, I think they threw together just to have a fan reaction.
They did. They're just there. Some people be like, oh, I know that person. Oh, I know that person.
Yeah. And the Xavier at the end was god awful. CG
young, smooth.
CG. That was so bad.
Smooth.
He's like,
out.
Turn left. He's like, go left here.
Logan, take a right.
Yeah.
I mean, Scott, take a left. Yeah. That you can't
take
see.
Take a Scott. Yeah. Well, anyway, look, I gave it a one. You gave it a one overall.
Yeah. So this is, to me, if you didn't already get it, this movie is the only X-Men movie that does not fit with any of the other X-Men movie. Like, it doesn't work. It does not work. And as a big fan of the X-Men, you know, Hulk is my favorite Marvel, like, character. Mm. But the X-Men is like my joint. The X-Men is my, I grew up with the X-Men. I grew up watching the cartoons, playing all the video games, watching these movies. You know, the first one came out when I was a teenager. I never read a lot of comics, but I actually did have some X-Men comics and all the action figures. Like, X-Men is my probably second favorite Marvel thing. So this one does not work. Like, in the context of the rest of the franchise, right? You have 1, 2, and 3. This is a prequel. None of it makes sense compared to 1. And then at least in the next movie we're going to be doing, the Wolverine, like, that movie ties in and makes sense with the other movies that happen and have happened. So this one does not. It's a prequel. You could pretty much not watch it and just start at X-Men 1 and watch all the other ones, and it'll make sense. It'll be like one big storyline. If you start with this and then watch X-Men 1, watch X-Men 1 right after it. And nothing makes sense. It doesn't make any kind of sense. It's very stupid and horrible. That being said, the only reason it's not going to get the full one is I do think Hugh Jackman's awesome in this. I think he's great. He makes it watchable. It's not too long. It's only like 1 hour and 40, so it goes by pretty quick. And Liev Schreiber. Really, those two make it watchable. That being said, it's close. I gave this exact same score. To me, it's a 3 out of 10 movie, which means it's a 1.5. I cannot go above that. I do not like it. I do not think it's good. I own it because I bought it when I was, you know, very much the completionist. I'm not that anymore. So I don't need it. I never watched it. I watched it for this. I don't remember why I watched it last year. There was a reason. But yeah, I don't like this movie at all. 1.5.
You know, it's funny. I don't do much has, but this movie, I gave it a 2. And you're right. The only reason I gave it a 2 is Sabretooth, Hugh Jackman. And then other than that, everything else is just pure garbage. But I will say this, and it's going to be funny, but this is watchable crap. I could see myself going, you know what? If I have to clean the house, I could throw Wolverine on. Like, it's one of those movies.
I agree with that. It's watchable crap, but it's like really crap.
Yeah, it's really crap, but it's watchable. Like, I could go, okay, you know what? Because, I mean, we can say whatever we want. When Wolverine goes on the screen, you're really engaged. You're into it. Regardless of how shitty the all those scenes are, you're into it. Him riding the motorcycle, I'm like, this shit is cool.
Oh, but it's horrible. Remember when he was in the bathroom with the claws and their CGI claws?
Yeah.
Oh my that was God. Bad. He's going like, he touches them and they spark, and you could tell they're not real at all. Like, you're telling me you don't have enough budget to put some claws on the guy like the rest of the movie? Horrible.
Well, there's another scene also, if you notice, when he's walking towards the helicopter and he retracts and it goes back into him, he's still going like this. So you can see that he was really, he still had the actual claws on while he was walking toward. It's really bad. Like, this movie was really filmed really bad. Like, they did not know which direction they were going. I mean, not even direction. I don't even know if they knew how to film an X-Men movie. But I will say this with you. One of my favorite characters in terms of Marvel movies is I like Wolverine. He's one of my top three. Mm-hmm. Cyclops is my number two. I love Cyclops. And I know we're not doing X-Men, but for the love of God, they have to give this guy some fucking love, bro. We got 9 movies and this dude is caca.
They have never treated him with respect.
No.
In the new one, when he's young, they don't disrespect him, but all the rest, disrespected.
Let me just tell you, because I said that when I walked out of that theater for X-Men 2, X-Men 2, and I said, if Cyclops would have stood back with my baby, Wolverine, they ain't nobody coming into this house.
Right.
Cyclops would have destroyed all those helicopters coming in, and Hugh Jackman would have just running across, just killing everybody, you know, but you're right. Cyclops, I mean, there could be a topic we could talk about, because there's a lot of strong X-Men characters that they never did justice without the 3 movies. Jean Grey, you can say whatever you want with Jean Grey, but they have never showed her full freaking potential.
Rogue.
You know?
Rogue. Horrible. Yeah. Horrible.
Beast. Beast
loved Beast
good.
As a kid. He's cool. He's like cool, but not enough. I did like him in the first class movies when we get to those, but
yeah.
Even but they never did him back and forth. It's weird. What is?
And you're right. On? Beast was so cool in the cartoon because he had the glasses and he's blue and he's upside down reading
his
book.
He was a genius, but he was a big monster.
Yeah. But anyway, we could talk about that all the time, but I agree. In terms of this movie, this is not a good movie at all, but it's watchable in terms of if you need to be distracted and you want to see Wolverine kick ass, this movie might be there for you. But for me, Nate, what is your total points?
13.5 out of 25. It's not great. It's a bad movie. It's a bad X-Men movie, in my opinion. In my humble opinion, it's a very bad X-Men movie. Even though it's a spinoff, it just doesn't work. on a lot of levels. So 13 and a half.
I gave this a 15 out of a 25. Now, that's because of the villain and the lead character. But other than that, everything just goes below four. So that's where those scores come from. But yeah, it's not a good movie at all. And I agree with you. This is one of the worst X-Men movies, I think, put on screen. But yeah. All right. So what's coming
next? I think it's my bottom one. It has to be. I don't like Last Stand. From what I remember, Last Stand
is
better than this, in my opinion.
From what I remember of Last Stand, this has to, that's a masterpiece compared to this.
Comparing, you know, before we get to them, Last Stand is bottom for me, and also X-Men Apocalypse I don't like. But
that one's not good.
Mm-hmm. But they're both better than this. I think this is the worst X-Men movie, in my opinion. Like, it got so many problems.
You know what's one I never liked as much? And I didn't see as much was that past future movie.
That's a hot
I was never a Days fan of it. Past. Okay. Yeah, I was never a fan. I need to rewatch it again because a lot of people said I need to sit down and rewatch it. I remember, I was never crazy.
We got it on the schedule. We're going to be watching, we're going to be doing the X-Men movies in the summer, in July. So we'll start. Yeah, we've got a couple months and we'll be doing them. But in the meantime, coming up next, so we're starting a new month. You know, it's February now. So we need a new topic. We're going to be doing some martial arts movies. This is one we haven't done a lot of, very few. We've had some martial arts guys, right? We did like Statham Month. We've done, we did Hard Target. That's Jean-Claude Van Damme, martial arts guy. Here we go. We're going to be doing some multiple guys. And the first one is The Protector, starring my main man, Tony Jaa, the Indonesian sensation. I don't know. I think he's Indonesian. I don't even know. He's something like that. Yeah, so Tony Jaa, The Protector. And then we got Jet Li's going to be appearing this month. We got some other good martial artists coming up. So that's going to be our next one. And then the week after that, The Wolverine is going to be the next in our X-Men spinoff movie. So excited to check that one out as well.
Yeah, I can't wait. Well, The Protector was the first time you watched it. I never saw it before. So yeah, stay tuned to the next episode to hear my thoughts on the movie. But other than that, if you guys want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie guys, head over to youtube.com/geeksandflicks for the video version of the podcast, or check out our Instagram page at Action Movie Guys Podcast. Subscribe, follow us. We're going to put up all the videos and clips of all the episodes while they drop and everything. But other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.